Well, the big day has arrived. Time to get up and make some coffee and get ready to roll to Southern Illinois.
So, welcome back to the Bob Davis Podcasts. In podcast 658, the 2017 Total Eclipse of the Sun, part two. As I make coffee and get ready to go this morning, the plan is to head down Illinois Route 1 all the way to Southern Illinois. We're going to pick up US 45 way down there and then head into the Shawnee National Forest, into the path of totality, and then the eclipse in podcast 658. Well, you guys have heard me talk about Brush Studio back in the Twin Cities in St. Louis Park in the West End, where there's always plenty of parking. And we are getting into corporate team building exercises. A friend of mine was just saying that she was going to work tomorrow, and I go, what are you going to do? And she goes, we're doing a team building exercise. There was a little bit of sarcasm associated with that, because these team building exercises can get really boring. I'm sorry to say, but if you're if you've been in business for a while, it is important to do team building, and usually it is done in these hotel rooms with fluorescent lighting or some community center somewhere, and it doesn't have the effect that an evening at Brush Studio will have. And companies large and small, of course, love these team building exercises depending on where they are. So let me recommend Brush Studio. You've heard the spots in the Bob Davis podcast where I take you inside Brush Studio. If you want to do a team building exercise that really will bring everybody's creativity out, get everybody together, and is fun, let me recommend Brush Studio in the West End. Okay, I'm going to tell you how to book a great, new, sophisticated, and fun way to bond with employees at Brush Studio in the West End in St. Louis Park. Brush Studio events are held in a relaxed and social setting. You've heard that. What happens is an artist guides everybody through a featured painting step by step. This is not paint by numbers. People actually paint a painting, and they will take it home, and they will hang it on their wall. They'll hang it in their wall at offices, and it is something that they will never, ever, ever forget. And that's why it's a great place to do team building. So here's the deal. Brush Studio in the West End, they have 22 brands of beer and extensive wine collection. There's catering from the Crave, it's catering from Crave in the West End, and they are event planning ninjas, so they're going to make it work if you work with Brush, okay? Date night, client appreciation events, corporate team building, family and friends night out, they will all be great at Brush Studio on the West End, St. Louis Park. Sign up online because classes do tend to fill up. Go to brushstudio.net, you'll see what I'm talking about, or reach out to them old school at 952-236-1700. That's 952-236-1700. Brush Studio at brushstudio.net. Or you can click on the banner at the top of the page at the bobdavispodcasts.com. It'll take you to brushstudio.net. Well, there's a lot of talk these days about trade protection. The idea that foreign manufacturing is a huge problem. You've heard the president talking about it. And in this environment, companies are preparing to bring at least some of their manufacturing back to the United States. If you work for one of these big companies and you're considering American manufacturing, remember Depot Star, American Design, Engineering, and Manufacturing. Visit their website at depotstar.com. That's DEPOTSTAR.com. Or click on the banner at the top of the page at thebobdavispodcasts.com. So as I get up and make coffee and get things going here, I have a lot. There's a lot of moving around, things of that nature. So I apologize for that, for the noise in here. But you know, I've got a list. There are a lot of people to thank in this podcast. First of all, donators: John Holland from Tennessee, my good friend John Holland. Thank you so much for donating $100 to the gas fund and buying a t-shirt. Parts by Nate, the general manager of the Bob Davis Podcasts. My mom made a sizable donation to make this trip possible. Very much appreciate that. Ed Nass, who is donating, always donating, sometimes small, sometimes larger amounts, and I really, really thank you, Ed Nass. Jason Feipel also donated, and I hope I pronounced your name right there, Jason. Mary Becker, thank you for ordering a t-shirt. I'll get you one. I appreciate that. I promise I'm sending that. In fact, I'm just going to send Mary two because I've waited. She's waited so long. Brent Severson, thank you for donating to the Bob Davis Podcast. And finally, Randy Walker. And I'm on Steve's farm as we speak here about 35 miles south of Chicago. And I want to thank Steve, my friend Steve Steiner, for navigating and figuring out where we need to be, when we need to be there, and for bringing all the stuff that he brought that we're packing into the truck today for the for this thing. But Steve's amazing because he's going to get us right into the path of the eclipse. And then finally, I want to thank the sponsors of the Bob Davis Podcast, Brush Studio, Ciro3D.com, and ReliaFund.com in this podcast for, again, helping us get down here. Well, it's hard to believe that we made it all the way to southern Illinois. You know, we left at 4 or 5 o'clock in the afternoon. Maybe it was even a little earlier. And people don't realize what a long-ass state Illinois is. It goes all the way down to Kentucky, and that is quite a ways when you're coming from 35 or 40 miles south of Chicago, all the way down Illinois 1, all the way down to the Shawnee National Forest, to this park down here, Giant City State Park. We were, well, they said that they were going to open the park up for viewing of the eclipse the next day. And so we thought, well, we'll just go into the park and see if, you know, there's a way that we can be there. And we found this great spot. I think it was after midnight when we finally got there. And the plan was to free camp there and just do the eclipse up there. We went way up to the top, but the ranger came and said we couldn't park there because, well, we couldn't park there until 8 a.m. They were going to open it up. They were saying they were going to open up at 6. They opened up at 8. And because the park was closed after dark, we just couldn't be there. And, of course, you heard that in the other podcast. And, of course, as you heard in the other podcast, ultimately we found an excellent location, literally feet from the point of the longest totality in the United States. You're going to hear exactly what that means in this podcast. And I should also thank everybody in Maconda, Illinois, for putting on this great celebration, especially Bud, who you heard in the last podcast, really the organizer of the event that kind of took place on this little spit of land. And he had to put up with a lot of nonsense from a lot of people, and I'm sure he didn't expect that that was going to be part of the deal. So thanks, Bud, especially for doing this. I'm going to put a lot of space in this podcast, a lot of audio, so you can just put headphones on and experience what we experience while we're here. Find out what it's like to be here. Of course, you can listen to this podcast without headphones, but if you put headphones on, you will see what it is like. You will hear what it is like to be here. And for me, hearing it is like seeing it. So, and yeah, you know, I'm definitely going to be narrating, but I'll try to leave as much space as possible in this podcast.
We are live at the point of totality in southern Illinois for the eclipse 2017. It is the day of the eclipse. So we got a little sleep and we're up and ready to roll. We are on a little spit of land that is privately owned right here on what we call in this state when we grew up here. I didn't grow up here, but grew up in the state of Illinois. These were the IC tracks, and now it's the Canadian Northern, I guess, Canadian National Railway. And
Amtrak train's been rolling through here last night and this morning, and freighters and everything else. So on this little spit of land is a little area of spectating going on. And this is the point of totality. So right up in front of me is the point, little town here. Is a little area with a line. They've got a line of rope, and that is the point of totality. So sitting in front of me, different types of SUVs, including Mobile Podcast Command, and some, we got a couple of campers and things of that nature, and a porta potty, and people with their telescopes out, and their equipment out, and their photographic equipment. And it's about 11:40, so we're technically, the eclipse has begun. This will reach a peak somewhere around 1 or 1:30. And I want you to listen very carefully to the sound behind me, because it's not double tracked or enhanced or anything. I'm going to shut down my equipment so that we can hear the change when we reach the point of totality, and I will roll all the way through that 2-minute window, 2-minute and something like 30-second window. So it's going to be a long period of time in which we're in twilight. So, we're amidst the sound of people doing what they do at festivals. You know, generators running, engines running, ambulances sitting quietly. Not just my own, there's another one up there. Here in this small town, I think it's Marconda, Illinois. I want to make sure I pronounce it right. And as you heard in the other podcast, Bud, who is the owner of this property, talking about the, you know, significant history of this town going back to the 1850s. But it's a bustling kind of sound. There's one of those railroad trucks on the tracks backing up, and you hear the backup alarm and things of that nature. So kind of take all that in, because I think during the eclipse for that 2 minutes, it's going to get real quiet. We're also going to get a temperature differential. And it's easy to say, big deal. You know, you've heard all the reports, and it's easy to say, big deal, it's just an eclipse, blah, 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 blah. I've said it. It would be interesting to see if I'm blown away and if you're blown away. But take in these sounds, because we'll see how they change. We'll see if there's a sound fingerprint of the eclipse in this podcast. We're going to climb in and get some radio.
Your energy, you'll just keep wearing you out, wearing you down.
Out of, not something that's possible for people who just want to live normal, quiet lives. To do, and you and you're right. Just to go back to where you started, that for 8 years you had to look at Obama stickers. If you go back to the 8 years before that,
yeah, we're sitting back here in the back of Mobile Pod Command. It's very loud. That's because A, we're charging. We got a refrigerator back here, and we're charging, and also providing a little AC. Haven, because it is about 100 degrees out there and probably almost 100% humidity, so that's why we're in here, and I've got everything on full blast. Steve's got everything on full blast up there, so we're just creating a safe haven. So that is it for now.
Well, let me just take a moment in the midst of all these preparations for the sun to wink out momentarily and let you know that I'm working with a new company at thebobdavispodcast.com. I'm pretty excited about it. If you have a business and you do business through your website, listen up. If you're a developer and you develop websites for clients that do e-commerce, listen up. Even if you already have a company clearing your business, listen up, because I'm going to tell you about ReliaFund. Because what ReliaFund does is it allows clients to pay with checks, with credit cards. It clears payments. It is a payment processor. They've been providing integrated solutions to get payments cleared for more than two decades. If you're doing any kind of e-commerce or developing e-commerce websites, ReliaFund actually answers the phone. You're going to deal with actual human beings. They don't have long-term contracts. They are secure. They are technology-focused. You can call them at 866-243-5040, or you can check them out online at ReliaFund.com. That's R-E-L-I-A, ReliaFund.com. And I will tell you more about ReliaFund.com going forward in the future. Pretty excited about working with ReliaFund. And of course, if you were at Sturgis, then I'm sure you saw Ciro3D.com at Sturgis. This is actually prime riding time, late August, early September. People are planning trips and so forth. And if you're looking for accessories for your bike, I want you to think about Ciro3D.com. Check them out online, C-I-R-O, Ciro3D.com. They make great motorcycle products and accessories. And I'll tell you, and you know this, if you ride, there are a lot of companies making parts and extra things for the bike, and a lot of it is just not very good. Ciro is committed to design and quality, whether it is air cleaner covers, or it is lighting options, headlights and rear lighting, or other kinds of things, device mounts, GoPro mounts, phone mounts, and so forth. It's high quality stuff. I actually have two Ciro3D mounts inside Mobile Podcast Command for my phone, one in the back, one in the front, and they work great. So check it out, Ciro3D.com. Sign up to get the catalog. And if you want to do that, you can go to Ciro3D.com or click on the banner at the top of the page at thebobdavispodcasts.com. Well, this was really an experience, a peak experience for me to be here for this. When the lights went out, it was just unreal. And when they came back on again, it was unreal. And I had been recording so much, my SD card was full, and I didn't even realize that it was full, and it blinked out, and I thought I didn't get the eclipse, but I did, so I was pretty excited about that. Now, this is going to happen again in 6 years. So this eclipse started way up in Oregon, Lincoln City, Oregon, came down through the United States, headed southeast. The next eclipse is going to start in the southwest and go north, and it will go right again through Makanda, and Makanda will again be the point of totality, the part where you can experience the eclipse the longest. If you can get there, if you can get here, I really encourage it, because it's quite an experience if you can do that. So plan ahead. 6 years from now, I will see you in Makanda.
So we're a little over three quarters. Well, a little order under two quarters, almost half right now. And I want everybody to just listen very quickly to how it's sort of quieted, started to quiet down. And you remember what it sounded like before, but this is what it sounds like now. Just slightly subdued. It started to just slightly feel subdued. And almost unconsciously, you can just hear how even the human beings have started to quiet down. Almost subdued, quiet, speaking, talking. And, you know, as we were just talking, your eyes adjust to the level of light, so you really don't notice it. It just kind of happens very slowly. But we're now getting into at least halfway. So we're not even at the point of totality yet, so it's not even twilight yet. So we're now at about halfway, and I'm just gonna record. Just gonna leave some audio rolling. There's a news helicopter, and it's coming over the line, obviously. So, you know, it's actually so subdued right now. It's very subdued and quiet, and Joe helicopter has to fly over, and then, you know, I shut the diesel down because I want quiet. But it's very interesting to me because there's probably 3,000 people here, maybe a little less. They're spread out all along this piece of property and then down in Merconda. And it's very interesting to me because everybody's very quiet, even though earlier this morning it was, you know, like a festival. It's just people are very quiet, and it's almost a interesting kind of subconscious, just everything gets quieter. We're at about the halfway point right now, so you're going to be entering full twilight here shortly. So where are we at now? We're almost there. We're now, what, we have about an eighth left, right?
Very close.
So we're not quite at full twilight. And this should be significantly different, right? When we're going to notice it, even though it's fairly light right now, we should be able to notice. It'll be noticeably darker at that point.
Oh, unbelievably darker.
Wow.
This is nothing compared to what's coming.
And you should see this. I mean, this is like, so there's about a fingernail sliver of sun left. And we're projecting it onto the truck so we can see exactly how much you know, it's still really light. And so you expect it to really just get absolutely dark at that point.
Oh, yeah.
Wow, that's so cool. They finally shut the generator down over there. No, I think they shut it down. And the light is very different. It's an interesting light. It's almost like there's a filter over. It's like a camera filter, you know? Yeah. And it's really cool. It's really cool. And, you know, I was thinking, okay, so should I go into town and interview some people? We were talking about this earlier. Should I go into town and interview some people, you know, and find out, you know, what they think and so forth and so on. And then I realized we did that last night, because we talked to Bud. We don't need to talk to anybody else. That's the first thing. The second thing is, you know, with all the media, there is a, you know, there's a marked tendency to experience everything through the media and through social media. And so you're constantly thinking, well, I got to post something, especially if you're in media. I got to say something. I got to post something. I got to be live. This is something to just experience. And so for me, that means just recording the audio, or, you know, I've been recording and turning it off and recording and turning it off, and in those interim periods, just experiencing this with my friend. We did this many, many years ago when we were kids. Yeah, the pagans are celebrating the, you know, and so this is about experiencing this as a human being, and just feeling it and not having to experience it through television. How many people did you talk to that said, well, I don't have to go to it, I'll just watch it on TV? Like it's a TV show.
About a dozen.
And the thing is, was it hard for us to get here? Yeah, we had some pretty intense moments getting here and figuring out where we were going to go. And then last night was crazy when that erupted into. So last night, and I got to tell the story, there was some drinking. We were down at one end, and Bud, who you heard on the previous podcast, moved us up here, and he also moved the guy that was behind us, Juan, up. And apparently, they got into it. Two guys down there got into it, and the state police came this morning. So, at about 6:30, 7 o'clock, the police came. So, it's just, we've had some intense moments, but we're here to experience this. And what's really cool is Steve navigated us directly to this spot, which is apparently the longest point of totality. And it's about experiencing it, not necessarily interviewing people and talking to people here and getting it all, you know. And I did that last night. I don't want to do that today. I just want to see this light, experience this, you know, because it's not going to happen again for at least 6 years. And after that, it won't happen again for this, for the rest of most of our natural lives. If you're listening to this podcast, you won't see it again for, I mean, the last time this happened was 1918. So, the last time a total eclipse occurred in the United States was 1918. This is pretty special. So strange, because the light is just, it's like you're looking at things through a filter, and it's so, it's like, it's just bizarre. I don't think I've ever felt it like this before. This is really cool. Really cool. So you, it's going to get even darker now, right? So this is going to go full twilight.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Holy shit. The Daily Beast. The Beast.
Tell you, this is one of the most amazing experiences I've ever had. So, with all the shouting was because the sun literally blinked out, and now it is night. It's like dusk, okay? Like on a summer night, 8, 9:30. You know, it's
like that. Look at it, bud. Safe to look up.
Yeah. Look at that. That is just amazing.
Look at the prominences on the sides. That one, the prominence on the left, is the one that they've been talking about that's coming swinging around.
This is just craziness. And now we're going to hold here for 2 minutes.
Well, the choppers.
That's all right. This is crazy. This is just the most amazing. Yeah. When it blinked out, that was the most amazing thing I'd ever seen in my life.
Yeah.
It
lands
just about.
The sunlight through the mountains of the moon. They call them Bailey's Bees.
And you hear the birds?
I know, they're quiet.
Yeah, a profound experience for everybody that was here in Maconda, Illinois, for the eclipse of 2017. And I'm sure many of these people are going to be back in 2024. As we are getting ready to leave, people are walking by and we're saying, hey, we'll see you in 6 years. And one guy was like, well, if I make it that long, I go, you're going to make it. Because this was such a great experience. It is something, definitely something to see, to experience in your lifetime. If you have kids, it is worth bringing them so that they can experience this. It's really, really, really something. Once again, thanks to Brush Studio in St. Louis Park for sponsoring the Bob Davis podcast and sponsoring this podcast. 22 brands of beer, an extensive wine collection, catering from Crave in the West End, and more. Brush Studio, West End, St. Louis Park. Sign up for classes online or reach out to Brush Studio at 952-236-1700. 952-236-1700. BrushStudio.net. All right, thanks for listening to the Bob Davis podcasts on iTunes and for subscribing and commenting and rating us at iTunes. And I really appreciate the likes and the shares. And they've been great all through these travels this summer on Facebook and Twitter. And, of course, my favorite, Instagram. Really appreciate the love, for sure, that I'm getting from you people on social media. Thanks for listening to the Bob Davis podcast. If you have an Android device, on Stitcher.com, TuneIn, BlogTalkRadio.com. But I'll tell you, I would recommend something like Podcast Addict, which actually goes to thebobdavispodcast.com and pulls the podcast directly from thebobdavispodcast.com. A couple of reasons for that. One, higher quality. Two, there's no inserted ads, and the podcasts sound better, and you don't have to deal with having the thing quit and an ad playing, and then you can't get back to the beginning. So that is something to think about. And, of course, we have streaming right on the page at thebobdavispodcast.com. So thanks for listening to Podcast 658. I am drained after that eclipse. Really appreciate you listening, and I will see you back at the ranch.